Good morning. It's 11 minutes before the hour. You're listening to NPR's Morning Edition over Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, where it's 28 degrees and a winter weather advisory in effect until 1 p.m. this afternoon, with another 1 to 4 inches of snow expected. Today is Wednesday, November 23rd, 2011. I'm Robert Woolsey with Raven News. The Sitka Fire Department tested out its new ladder truck in the Sitka Channel yesterday afternoon. Engineer Craig Warren and Fire Chief Dave Miller connected the $600,000 engine to a hydrant in the Mount Edgecombe High School parking lot and sent a geyser of water streaming over the harbor. The engine's ladder can extend 75 feet and throw 1,500 gallons of water per minute from Sitka's water system, although it is capable of moving over twice that much water from larger supplies. $300,000 of the truck's purchase price came from a single donor, Hixie Sund Arnold. This is the department's first ladder in over two decades. Fire Chief Miller, who was witnessing the engine in operation for the first time, says the ladder will perform many jobs for the department, from fighting structural fires from above to providing emergency overhead lighting at the scene of an accident. Looking with admiration at the jet of water streaming from the ladder's remote control nozzle, Miller added, "We can water your lawn in a minute." To see a picture from yesterday afternoon's test, visit our website, kcaw.org. A panel that advises the Parnell administration on federal issues has come out against federal legislation that would convey lands to the Sea Alaska Corporation. A three-page letter was sent to the bill's sponsor, Senator Lisa Murkowski, earlier this month, but just what impact it might have remains to be seen. KCAW's Ed Rocco reports.
The group that wrote the letter is called the Citizens Advisory Commission on Federal Areas. It's part of the state's Department of Natural Resources. It has a dozen members, and they're appointed by the governor and both chambers of the state legislature. In a three-page letter to Senator Lisa Murkowski, the group expresses a number of concerns about companion bills, one in the U.S. House sponsored by Don Young and one in the U.S. Senate sponsored by Murkowski, that would convey thousands of acres to Sea Alaska. The Regional Native Corporation is entitled to land selections under the 1971 Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act, but the bills in Congress now offer up lands that are outside the original boundaries set in the 1971 legislation. The measures have brought about adamant support and opposition and have prompted heated debate across Southeast Alaska. The letter from the Citizens Commission is dated November 4th, and it says the group was frustrated by the lack of information it found on the bill. It says there wasn't enough publicly available data to assess conflicting claims about whether Sea Alaska could get enough timber from within the original ANCSA boundaries. The commission also strongly opposes the conservation areas established by the bill, which would put more than 150,000 acres into permanent conservation. State Representative Wes Keller of Wasilla chairs the commission that wrote the letter.
The federal government is not supposed to further restrict the use of our lands. And the acreage that's in the wilderness designation already in the Tongass with this, it would go up over 40%.
The commission argues that adding additional acreage would further impact the timber industry. A prominent Southeast environmental group also has problems with the conservation areas in the bill, but for very different reasons.
They don't go far enough.
Lindsay Ketchell is executive director of the Southeast Alaska Conservation Council, or SEAC.
We understand that there's already been a fair amount of wilderness designation that has occurred in Alaska. And a lot of that wilderness in Southeast, I think in the letter it mentions 40%, is really rock and ice. And for us, we really believe that if you want to have vital fishing industry, you want to have wild salmon runs, you want to have vibrant deer to be able to hunt and fish, you have to have habitat protection balanced with economic development.
Beyond that disagreement, Ketchell says SEAC agrees with most of the letter, especially concerns about access to the land. Sea Alaska Executive Vice President Rick Harris responded to the Citizens Commission in a written statement saying, quote, "It is alarming and unbecoming of a professional organization to make assumptions without looking at the facts and conferring with Sea Alaska." He says Sea Alaska could indeed select land from within the original ANCSA boundaries, but that those existing areas include sensitive locations such as Craig's Municipal Watershed and high subsistence areas. He says, quote, Sea Alaska can only surmise that the commission supports logging in the Craig Municipal Watershed or high fisheries habitat such as the Setuck River, Eek Inlet, and Yakutat Forelands, unquote. He also claims that the commission reached erroneous conclusions regarding the bill's impact on endangered species and the commercial guiding industry.
This is not against Sea Alaska. In other words, for sure it isn't.
Again, Wes Keller, chairman of the commission. He says the group supports the conveyance of land to Sea Alaska, but it believes it can be done without this particular legislation. And he noted that he has two friends on the Sea Alaska Board of Directors.
I'm not kicking them in the shins or anybody else. They're friends. They really are. You know, so we want what's fair. And it's getting this land and getting it resolved for Sea Alaska, it's long overdue.
The letter from the Citizens Commission represents a new voice in the chorus of opinions about the Sea Alaska bill.
But all of the things they bring up are part of the negotiations that the bill is currently undergoing.
Robert Dillon is a spokesman for Murkowski. He says the letter has some valid points, including concerns that the Sea Alaska selections would decrease effectiveness of the conservation strategy in the Tongass, and therefore require two additional species to be listed under the Endangered Species Act, or ESA.
About, you know, bringing up, you know, exposing Southeast to ESA lawsuits from outside environmental groups for the wolf and other animals as well. And we believe that, you know, some of the issues we've been working on with the Forest Service and others will address that issue.
As for the bill itself, he says negotiations are continuing at the staff level and that the text is always changing. Dillon says land bills often get grouped together and passed as a package, but it's too early to tell what will happen to the Sea Alaska measure. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Ed Ronco.
You can read the commission's letter as well as Sea Alaska's written response. They're posted as links with this story on our website, kcaw.org. A pair of powerful Southeast lawmakers will face off in the 2012 election. Angoon's Albert Kukesh and Sitka's Bert Stedman will both run to represent a Senate district newly configured by redistricting. Coast Alaska's Ed Schoenfeld reports.
Earlier this year, Kukesh predicted reapportionment would merge part of his Senate district into another one in Southeast. The Angoon Democrat told a public forum in Juneau that the change would leave him little choice about his political future.
For me, if that's what happens, it's time for me to ride off into the sunset and say goodbye to everybody.
Reapportionment is taking away most of the 130 communities in his current Senate district, which stretches from Southeast through Prince William Sound and up into the interior. What's left is combined with about three-quarters of Sitka Republican Stedman's existing district, but Kukesh has decided to run in 2012.
You know what, I'm not going to roll over and just go away. I've been in the legislature for 16 years, eight in the House and eight in the Senate, and I think that I've developed a wealth of information, a good background. I don't want to quit being in the legislature. I enjoy it. It's something I really have fun with, so I thought I'd give it a shot.
In addition to Angoon and Sitka, the new district includes Ketchikan, Wrangell, Saxman, Metlakatla, Haines, Hoonah, and Prince of Wales Island. Stedman, who's served in the Senate since 2003, faces a smaller challenge.
So there's about 26% of people that will be new, and I'll be spending a considerable amount of time going out and meeting with them and getting detailed understandings of their issues and try to resolve some of their stuff.
Stedman and Kukesh have worked together as members of the Senate's bipartisan majority organization. Stedman co-chairs the chamber's Budget Writing Finance Committee. Kukesh heads up its transportation panel. Both say they plan a clean campaign.
I want to just concentrate on the merits of myself, and I don't intend to be negative at all. I have nothing negative to say about him. He's a good guy.
Well, it always seems in politics in the end gets a little messy with whoever happens to be behind walking into the election the last few weeks, but I'm hoping that this election will stay at the high roads the whole way through. And I fully intend to talk about, you know, the merits of my tenure in the Senate and not concentrate so much on my opponent.
Stedman says he'll campaign on his efforts to fund numerous projects throughout Southeast. That includes hydropower facilities and transmission line work. He'll also continue pushing for in-state construction of new Alaska-class ferries.
Expansion of the Alaska Ship and Dry Dock in Ketchikan so we can build those vessels in Ketchikan along with working with the need for another 10 megawatts of power for the Niblack mine on South Prince of Wales. If we can do those two things, we'll be looking at 200 to 300 jobs.
Kukesh says he'll cite his relationships with community leaders, but he understands that means reaching out to new communities.
I expect that I'm going to have to do a lot of door-to-door work, especially in Sitka and Ketchikan and Wrangell, where people haven't had the occasion to get to know me. I don't want to take any of the communities that I represented in the past for granted either. I'm going to have to do some campaigning there. I just think that's going to be a lot of work, but a lot of fun.
Before facing each other, Stedman and Kukesh will have to clear their party primaries. So far, no one else has filed for what's now called Senate District Q. All but one of Southeast's other six lawmakers have filed for re-election. Redistricting, which still faces court challenges, is costing Southeast one House seat and half a Senate seat. This is Ed Schoenfeld in Juneau.
Links to reports on the senators' past election campaigns are posted with this story on our website, kcaw.org. Some Nome wrestlers are getting an extended stay in Kodiak. The Nome students went to Kodiak for a wrestling tournament last weekend. Anchorage area wrestlers were able to fly out of Kodiak before high winds and snow made travel impossible. The Nome students were scheduled to fly to Anchorage yesterday evening following the cancellation of a high wind advisory. However, continuing bad weather might delay the Nome wrestlers from getting off the island. The Southeast Regional Wrestling Tournament is scheduled for December 2nd at Mount Edgecombe High School. Coach Mike Kimber's greatest worry is that bad weather will delay the return of many of his athletes following the Thanksgiving break. So another forecast today for Sitka and Port Alexander. There is a winter weather advisory in effect till 1 o'clock this afternoon. Additional snow accumulation of 1 to 4 inches, highs around 32. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour with isolated thunderstorms in the afternoon. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, snow showers, likely accumulation around 1 inch. This is KCAW.